Hello and welcome to this very special podcast. If you are listening, thank you so much. This podcast is intended only for one person, but I do appreciate the support. This podcast is called 3 for 2 because this commemorates my second year of being together with my girlfriend Trisha, and I will be sharing 3 of my favorite adventures and misadventures of ours. 3 stories for 2 years. I just hope this won't get too cheesy and sappy. Let's get started with the first one. This story happened just this year and it involves me giving a gift to Trish. Just to provide a brief background, I only gift things which are useful. So when I heard that Trish wasn't able to eat because she can't prepare a quick cooked meal, I thought it would be cute to give her an electric kettle. You know, those teapot looking things that you plug in and boil water with. So I hunted for a decent looking and decent sized one. Although this proved to be an awkward process, because what am I supposed to ask a salesperson? Hello, which electric kettle design do you think my girlfriend would appreciate the most? Doesn't sound right. So anyway, I bought one and waited for the right opportunity to give her that gift. And the day finally came. After tapping her shoulder and handing her gift, she already knew what it was, because it was not gift wrap. It's a waste of good paper and one will just tear it up anyway. Now, seeing the gift, she said thank you, but she gave me a puzzled look. I asked why, and she told me she doesn't need an electric kettle. She already won one in a Christmas raffle draw. She said it was just stored in her parents' house, which was quite far away from the apartment she rented. She also revealed that her mother also has a spare electric kettle, and that is how my girlfriend ended up with 3 electric kettles. Now, this next story happened when I was still courting her. We were going to see a movie and decided to eat at this Japanese restaurant. I won't name the restaurant because I don't want to be sued. Let's just say they specialize in jumbo California maki. We started to order our food, and being the spice lord that I was, I still am by the way, I ordered a bowl of spicy ramen. We were having a nice conversation when the food came, and now it was time to eat. We also ordered the jumbo California maki, by the way. So we began eating our food. Trish was enjoying hers. I, however, was experiencing something different. The spicy ramen I ordered was not spicy. I didn't even consider it as ramen. The broth was too thin and too clear. It did not even have the right vegetables. It had bean sprouts. Now, I have nothing against bean sprouts, but come on, really? But I did not say anything, because I did not want to give the impression that I usually bitch around about food. I finished the soup because I don't like to waste food. Now, the last story is also a date story. I was browsing through Facebook when I stumbled upon a post raving about a certain horror film. According to the post, it was an excellent film and I was so intrigued. Naturally, I invited Trish to watch it. Now, Trish isn't really a fan of the horror genre, but with a little bit of push, I was able to persuade her. So we went to a certain mall to finally see what the hype was all about. What was the movie we had watched, you ask? It was none other than 2018's instant horror classic, Hereditary. Now, I will try to describe our experience as spoiler-free as possible. It was a slow burn and was successful to maintain equal parts of dread and disgust, and by the time we got to the last 15 minutes of the film, Trish's fingers were dug deeply into my arm from crippling fear. There were naked people in the film, not in the movie house. This movie house was not that kind of movie house. The film was so effective, and Trish and I were still talking about it a week after we saw it. Also, I was still apologizing to Trish a week after watching it. She did not like the naked people. In the film, I mean. I hope you like this collection of stories, and if you don't, well, I don't think you're still listening, are you? Before I end this episode, I want to give a special message to Trish. Hopefully, you don't mind my sharing these stories to the public. Happy anniversary, and I wish this is just chapter 2 of a very long novel. How long? Let's make Tolstoy blush. Thank you for listening. I hope you appreciate it. I love you. Now, how do I stop recording this thing?